now. Best 5 minutes of the day. Different than normal. The guys are taking a day off, Mark and Jason, but we can hear some words from Jason Kanz's devotional commentary letters to the beloved, nonetheless. Romans 7:6 is where we're at, but now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. Letters to the Beloved says, but in my Son, the law was convicted. The law that convicted you of your righteousness no longer holds any sway. It has no claim on a dead man. Jesus has freed you to live in a new way, imbued with my Spirit and no longer in the old way of the written code. Letters to the Beloved from Jason Kanz. Going to be hearing more from that later on in future installments of the Best 5 Minutes. But for now, we will let them rest. Good morning. You're listening to the WIB Wake Up Show. It is important to understand your identity in Christ. Absolutely essential to your success at living the victorious Christian life. Who are you? John 1:12 says you are God's child. John 15:15 says you are Christ's friend. Romans 5:1 says you have been justified. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says that you are united with the Lord. You are one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 says that you have been bought with a price, that you belong to God. This morning, I have one question for you. Are you ready to let God love you?
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
We don't have anything for Dawson to win, but he's graciously agreed to play this game. It's called Which Came First. So we've done this before, so what I'm going to do, Dawson, is I have four different pairs of items, and you have to decide which was invented, which came into being first, and if you are correct, you get nothing but the satisfaction of a job well done.
That's enough for me.
All right. So, which came first? Dry cleaning or the clothes dryer? Dry cleaning or the clothes dryer? And I will tell you that this is somewhat of a trick question, it seems.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Even with that in mind. Okay. Well, okay. Is it? No, I'll just willingly. Was it dry cleaning?
Was it dry cleaning? It was not. So dry cleaning was 1845. The clothes dryer, they say, was 1799 because it wasn't, you know, natural gas powered electric.
Oh.
It was a hand cranked tumble dryer.
Oh,
again,
sure.
That's why I say kind of a trick question. So that one wasn't really fair. Okay. Which came first, Dawson, here on the WIB Wake Up Show? Mm-hmm. Tuesday trivia coming up in about half an hour, friends, as we'll give you a chance to win. Which came first, the electric hair dryer or the perm?
Was it the perm first?
The perm or the electric hair dryer? The perm, final answer?
Yeah, sure. I'll lock it in.
No, I'm afraid not. The electric hair dryer was 1890. The perm was 1906.
I got it in my head that it was another trick question. My sister's a cosmetologist. She'll be ashamed of me.
All right. Let's go to toys. How about toys?
Okay.
Which came first? Lego building blocks, Legos.
Uh-huh. Those are pretty old.
Or Lincoln Logs. Which came first, Lincoln Logs or
Lincoln
Legos? Legos
wood
or Lincoln Logs.
That's carved. Legos, like plastic. But Legos, how long did it take for people to think we can just sort of carve these little wood things and people have fun? I'm going to say, I'm convinced they're all trick questions after the first one.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think this one's a trick question.
Okay. Lincoln Logs first?
Lincoln Logs first.
Good job.
My
you
first
are absolutely
one.
Correct. Yes, there you go. The first were a little bit harder, but yes, Lincoln Logs, 1916. Lincoln Logs have been around since 1916. Legos came around in 1955.
Lincoln Logs were around for both World Wars.
Yeah, crazy. So let's go to one more. Our final question this morning, which came first, the toothpaste tube or the toothbrush? Which came first, the toothpaste tube or the toothbrush? I will tell you there is an almost 300-year difference.
Wow.
Which came first, the toothpaste tube or the toothbrush?
I'm going to lean towards the toothbrush, bearing in mind I have no idea what they kept the Well, I guess, okay, I'm trying to imagine a world with one without the other.
Well, yeah, don't talk yourself out of it. So, did they come up with a toothpaste tube first or toothbrush? What do you think?
I think toothbrush first.
Toothbrush first?
Good job.
Yes, trust yourself. You're absolutely correct there. Yes, the toothbrush has been around in at least some form since the year 1600.
Wow.
Still didn't use it in Britain, I'm guessing. But the toothpaste tube came to be in 1892.
Interesting. I wonder what they did with their toothpaste prior.
Maybe they didn't have, surely not toothpaste as we know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we need to look that up to see what they actually used
for toothpaste.
They just used
baking soda.
Maybe.
Some equivalent.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Thank
50%.
You for playing.
Thank you for quizzing me. I know more coming out of it than I did going in.
Yes. Now you've educated yourself, and now you can ask those same questions to others. Also, all of you who are playing along at home, we're going to give you a chance. Tuesday Trivia Day coming up here on the Whip Wake Up Show. It is Tuesday Trivia here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Caleb and Dawson with you. Halvo off today. So Halvo the Younger is here. Dawson Halverson keeping things running smoothly all throughout the morning. What is this, the fourth consecutive day that you've worked?
This would be five.
Five in a row?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday today. It's Tuesday. Well, this is Tuesday Trivia here on the Whip Wake Up Show. And our prize this morning is pretty cool, Dawson. We are giving away a free digital download. You can use this on Vudu, Google, or Apple, those movie streaming platforms. A free digital download of the film about faith, family, and football. And I love the alliteration in that sentence. American Underdog. So we want to give this away to somebody. So call in. And remember, again, with our trivia, with our other contests, too, if you've won something from us in the last 30 days, just be gracious and give someone else a chance to win. So 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Our Tuesday trivia question. I think this one might be a little difficult, but we'll see. We'll see. Go ahead. Do you have it up?
I do. Okay.
All right.
I'll be honored to read it. 17% of adults have never done this.
17% of adults have never done this. What are we talking about? 17% of adults. So, of course, that would mean that 83% of adults have done this.
Mm-hmm.
But 17% of adults have never done what?
Never in their life.
715-723-2555, 723-2555 to win the digital download of the movie American Underdog. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hannah from Chippewa.
All right, Hannah from Chippewa, go ahead.
Is it driving a car?
Is it driving a car? Saying 17% of adults have never driven a car. Dawson?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. All right, try again, Hannah from Chippewa. Try again, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB Tuesday Trivia with Caleb and Dawson. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver from Eau Claire. Go ahead, my friend.
Is it completing school?
Is it completing school? I like the way he's thinking. 17% of adults maybe haven't made it through at least the compulsory part of education. Not what we're looking for, Oliver, but good guess.
Good guess, absolutely.
Good guess. 715-723-2555. That question again, Dawson.
17% of adults have never done this thing.
17% have never done what? Good morning. You're on the Whip Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Mary from Bloomer.
All right, Mary from Bloomer.
Attended a professional sports game.
Interesting. That's a good guess. Great thought. Incorrect, though. Not what we're looking for.
Not quite.
All right, so 17% of adults have never done this. Some of the incorrect answers so far, attending a professional sports game or driving a car or completing school.
Finishing school, yeah.
All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Jessica from Rice Lake.
Jessica from Rice Lake. What do you think? 17% of adults have never done this.
Swam in a lake.
Interesting.
Man, I love to do it every summer. I mean, that's how I know it's summer is you smell sunscreen, you're swimming in a lake and grilling something. It's not the answer, though.
Not quite.
The answer. But, maybe not everybody has lakes close by. Call us back. What should we do? I think we'll take two more guesses here, Dawson.
Sounds good.
Then we're going to try this again at 8:15 or so.
The lucky pair.
Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead. You're on Tuesday Trivia.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hey, Beth.
Hey. Is it buying ice cream from an ice cream truck?
Oh, now I want ice cream from an ice cream truck. It is not, but a great thought. 17% of adults have never done this. All right, if this person does not get it, We're going to take about a 25-minute break and then bring it back around 8:15. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Tuesday trivia, 17% of adults have never done what?
Is it riding a bike?
Is it riding a bike? It is the WIB Wake Up Show, 20 minutes past 8 on a Tuesday morning, 52 degrees, Tuesday trivia. And Dawson, we had a lot of fun with this last hour and thought, let's do a bonus question and a bonus giveaway on this Tuesday here on WWIB.
I can't wait till next Tuesday to do more trivia. We're doing
Tuesday
more now.
Tuesday trivia right here, right now. And we are giving away, once again, a free digital movie download of the movie American Underdog. This film about faith, family, and football tells the inspiring story, incredible story of Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, who literally went from bagging groceries in an Iowa store. I believe he was a stock boy as well, too. Went from that to winning a Super Bowl Most Valuable Player Award. Incredible story. I think you'll really enjoy it. I've seen this film and I really liked it as well. So this is a digital download, so we can send this to you wherever you might be. Western Central Wisconsin, part of the WIB family, we can email this right to you. So the number to call, 715-723-2555. Hopefully that's in your phone, 715-723-2555. Our second Tuesday trivia question today is
Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin produce more of these than any other U.S. states.
Again, those states, there are five of them.
There are five. It is Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Produce more of these than all the rest of the states, than any other U.S. state, right? So what could it be? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What do you think it could be? Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin produce more of these than any other U.S. state. How quickly can we get a winner? Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from this morning?
Steve from Conrath.
All right, Steve from Conrath. What do you think?
I bet it's cranberries.
You bet it's cranberries. Oh, that is a fantastic guess.
That is a good guess.
I mean, Wisconsin is the cranberry capital, right? It is not cranberries. It is not cranberries. Again, keep in mind, we have five different states with this. Call us back, though, Steve from Conrath. Call us back. Let's go here. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from for Tuesday trivia this morning?
My name's Brian. I'm calling from Eau Claire, and Steve totally took my guess of cranberries, so I'm going to totally slide, and we'll say, I know it's not maple syrup because then we didn't go the Northeast too, but I'll say maple syrup.
Say maple syrup. Good job thinking on your feet, but not what we're looking for. All right, call us back.
Calling in, Brian.
715-723-2555. Once again, the question, Dawson.
Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin produce more of these than any other U.S. state.
Good morning. You're on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Good morning from Osseo, Wisconsin. This is Melissa, and my guess is pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Melissa from Osseo. Is it pumpkins, Dawson?
It is not.
It's not pumpkins. All right, Melissa, you call us back. Try again, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Tuesday Trivia times two. Second time we're doing trivia this morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Linda Churchwell from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead. What's your guess?
I'm thinking apples.
Apples. Is it apples? Do Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin produce more apples than any other U.S. state, Dawson?
They do not. Although I remember when I spent some time out in the sort of Oregon, Washington area, I remember seeing a decent number of apple trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good guess. I think Washington produces a lot as well, too. Thank you, Linda. Try again. You're certainly welcome to try again. Again, we're giving away a free digital movie download, a free digital movie download of American Underdog to our winner this morning. So anywhere in the WIB listening area, call in. We can send this right to you. Good morning, Tuesday Trivia. What's your name? Where are you calling from today? Good morning. You're on the air. Well, I guess they didn't want to play. Let's
go
here.
Them.
Good morning, WWIB Tuesday Trivia. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Kit Rochelle from Chautauqua.
From Chautauqua. All right. Great to hear from you. What's your guess?
Turkeys.
Is it turkeys?
Not turkeys. I have a slight hint.
Yeah, I was going to say. Go ahead and give a hint.
The order we've been listing them, Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Washington, is the order of most to least of the top five of the states. So Oregon produces the most. North Carolina produces the second most. Michigan third. Pennsylvania fourth. Wisconsin fifth. Most in the country.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. We're trying to give away that free movie download. What do you think? What's your guess? Go ahead. You're on the air. What do you think? All right. Let's try
here. We lost another one.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Nancy from Barron. How about ginseng?
Ginseng. That is our most creative guess so far. Nancy, I like it, but it's not correct.
I know Wausau produces a lot. But
they do. Okay. Yeah. Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Nancy. All right. So the guess for turkeys, this is a big hint.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do it. The guess for turkeys was holiday themed.
Ah.
All right.
I see where you're going.
Go to the next big holiday after that. And this might help you figure out. Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, in that order, produce more of these than any other U.S. state. Let's go here. Good morning for an American Underdog digital movie download. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And then give us your guess.
Okay, this is Jody Welskoff again, and we had a bad connection. And I did not say turkeys. I said Christmas trees.
Oh, you said Christmas trees. Well, then you were right both times.
I'm glad we caught you on the second time. If you got it right the first time, that's
too. If we said turkeys,
I know. I'm like turkeys. I didn't say turkeys. I said Christmas trees. So that's awesome.
We'll blame the cell phone connection then.
Yeah,
fantastic job, Jody. Well done. You hang on the line. We're going to get you this free digital movie download. How about that?
All right, super. Thanks.
Yeah, Oregon.
Jody from Oliva.
The number one producer of Christmas trees in the United States, selling about 4.5 million trees a year.
Wow.
Market value of $104 million.
So what provoked this discussion?
We saw an announcement that Frito-Lay is going to take the opportunity to honor Cheadle, a hamlet in Alberta, Canada, with a cheesy statue, simply because it sounds like the trademark orange residue of Cheetos, which is apparently called Cheadle.
Cheadle. So when I'm licking my fingers after eating Cheetos, mm-hmm. I am just kind of lapping up the Cheadle.
Correct. The nearly 17-foot-tall statue depicts a Cheadle-dusted fingertips holding a Cheetos puff.
Are people going to lick this statue?
I hope not. That sounds unsanitary. From the sounds of it, the Cheadle hand statue will be on display in Cheadle through November 4th, and then we'll go on a Canadian tour. This provoked an exploration on my end of other rather bizarre statues in the world.
Yes, and turns out that this Cheadle statue is not the only odd statue on the globe.
Correct, and not even the only odd giant hand statue. Starting off our list, a giant half-buried hand in the middle of the desert in Atacama, Chile.
Wow. How about a giant purse in Melbourne, Australia? They have a statue of a giant purse.
Yeah, just
go
out
see that
there.
With the Opera House in Sydney, I guess.
A crocodile jumping out of a manhole and eating someone in Brooklyn.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe it actually happened. I mean, because you always hear about things living in the sewers.
Right.
In the boroughs of New York, right?
More fun as a statue, I think.
I think Melbourne has a lot of odd statues because along with that giant purse, they also have a statue of an upside down statue standing on its head.
On that statue as well is the podium that would normally be what it stands on his feet, with upside down text as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They love their statues.
We've got a couple from London coming up. The first one, a statue that's a fountain of a man vomiting with the water coming out of his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
What goes on in London? There's also a traffic light tree in London. That seems more normal,
a little
bit more festive.
Tree with the traffic lights and the traffic lights light up, I believe. A giant tap with water pouring out, and the water's part of the statue. The water holds up the tap, which is suspended in the air.
That is fascinating.
Yes.
And that's in Switzerland?
Yes, sorry. That one is in Switzerland, Techno Park, Winterthur.
All right, and then one more here, mm-hmm. and you've got more of an explanation on this one, too,
yeah.
as we look at odd statues around the world with this Cheadle statue in Cheadle somewhere in the world. Upside-down elephant standing on its trunk. It's named Wursa. This is in France.
Yes, it's in France, and it's meant to represent, at a distance of 18,000 kilometers from Earth, the elephant Wursa could theoretically balance on her trunk. This scientific calculation inspired Daniel Fearman to make this fiberglass elephant. I'd recommend looking up a picture of this one in particular if you can. It's really interesting to see. This colossal elephant standing upside down on its trunk. The ears sort of flying in the breeze, closing out our list of wild statues
and it's not
from around the world.
Related to Dumbo whatsoever. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. And it all started with Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what tangents the Wib Wake Up Show will take you on.
Where we'll find our inspiration.